on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Mornings with Leon Compton.
I've really enjoyed the first couple of days of the week and the opportunity to meet some of our finalists in the ABC's Community Spirit Awards. The Mornings program is responsible for talking to all of the people that have been recognised in the Multicultural Community Cohesion category. We have four finalists. In the days previous, we had the group Guess My Accent in, which was fascinating to hear how they're helping people become welcome in Tasmania and also connecting with local Tasmanians. We had the Pakistani Cultural Community of Tasmania come in and talk with us earlier in the week, and the stories that have flowed from there continue to this day. Well, let's meet another lot of finalists this morning. It is Students Against Racism, which is a group of young people aged from 18 to 25 from refugee backgrounds who share their personal stories with Tasmanians to help bring about acceptance and change within the wider community. Let's welcome into the studio this morning, Sada Gurung. Sada, hello.
Hey, good morning.
I'm told you're a budding radio star. How are you?
Pretty good.
Tell me about the radio work that you're doing.
I'm a multicultural intern in Age Radio 99.3. So currently I'm learning how to produce my own show, and like they're teaching me how to edit and putting the interview together. Yeah.
What sort of radio do you like, Sada? Do you like current affairs radio? Do you like music radio? What sort of radio do you like making?
I'm still working through it, but at the one I'm creating is it's more, I don't know how to describe it.
Is it more news focused, or is it more you like talking about music from the 1980s like I do?
It's not news focused, it's not music focused. It's kind of culture focused, Straight Against Racism is. It's kind of like that. And, calling out, stigmas, racism, and, the barriers,
So introducing people to ideas that they might not be familiar with, yeah, unless you were there talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in this morning. It's lovely to see you. Let's say hello as well to Mariam Azizi, part of the Students Against Racism group. Mariam, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thank you very much for coming in this morning. And a special guest, Ginny Ennals, is one of the teachers at, where are you a teacher at, Ginny?
I'm a teacher at Tas TAFE.
A teacher at Tas TAFE. Well, there you go. Tell me about the group Students Against Racism, Mariam. What is Students Against Racism?
It's a group, and it started at 12 years ago. Yeah, and five young people started. Yeah, they started as a to build understand for the other communities and learn about their cultures. Yeah.
So breaking down barriers. By talking about culture.
Yeah, and reduce racism.
How many members do you have now in Students Against Racism, Sada?
10.
Right, oh no, hang on, Ginny's... right, Ginny's...
We've got about 25 active members at the moment, but over the years we've trained around 300 young people from multicultural background to go out and present the workshops and the presentations.
And are you one of those young people who can present the workshops, Sada?
Yep, I was last year. I am still a part of it, but because of the course, I haven't been able to. So, yeah, and...
She's one of our experienced members. She comes back and trains lots of the new members.
And what sort of things do you talk to people about? Can you tell me about some of that?
We talk about the personal... We talk, tell story about personal stories and teach the people about our cultures, our... the values and try to put them teach them how the hard thing of settling down, and we have great activities to put the people in our shoes.
What sort of an activity do you do to put people in your shoes?
We have an activity
language activity.
Yeah, language activity. Yes. Yeah.
In this activity, we are talking in our languages, and the audience have to
follow instruction.
Yeah, following instruction and guess what we are saying.
and guess what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. And they had to follow, like, you know, do certain things that we are telling them to do. Mm. Yeah.
And sometimes people think if they're giving instructions in English, if they speak louder, mm-hmm. that is going to help, right? And that's not really, that's not really going to help. It's really interesting to hear about. So, Ginny, tell me about some of the work that Students Against Racism are doing. When we talk about the teaching programs that you're doing or the telling of stories, what sort of places are our students going out to?
Okay, well, they go to all sorts of places. It really started with schools and university and TAFE groups, but now they've moved to delivering workshops in workplaces and also a lot of community and volunteer groups. So it's delivering cultural awareness training in a really accessible and gentle way, because it's really about just getting young people connecting with other people in their community. And they're all volunteers.
And are you mostly talking to other young people, Mariam? Or are you talking with older people as well?
We are talking to older people as well, yeah. But most of them is young people.
But they do work with the police, which is a bit of a scary workshop, because a lot of people haven't had great experiences with police in other countries. But, we go out and the Students Against Racism group go out and train the police.
Have you trained the police?
Yes.
What did you say to them?
We did the language activity. Yeah. And they had to following the our instructions. Yeah.
Wow, interesting. Yeah. Where have you come from? If you're happy to share some of your personal story, Mariam, where have you come from?
I come from Afghanistan, but I was born in Iran and I lived 16 years in Iran. Yeah, my parents and my ancestors from Afghanistan. Yeah, they had to leave Afghanistan and escape to Iran as a refugee because my father, when he was young, he was a soldier in Afghanistan, and when the war started and Taliban came, they had to leave the Afghanistan and escape to Iran. But in Iran, the government said, Iranian government said, we're not accepting you as a refugee in Iran. Yeah, and in my life, most of the time I heard about the Iranian people call me, go back to your country. Yeah, and that's why we leave Iran and came to Australia.
And did you come directly from Iran to Australia?
Yes.
And where did you start? Did you start in Tasmania or were there?
Yes, I started in Tasmania, in Hobart.
In Hobart. What is the strangest thing about trying to adjust to life in Tasmania?
It was hard. The difficult things about it, it's the second languages. Yeah. Mm. I didn't know and make friends.
And getting to know a new place.
Yeah.
Sada, can you tell us a little bit about your story and how you came to be in Tasmania?
Well, I was born in Nepal, but my parents were from Bhutan. They had to come to Nepal because it wasn't safe for them in Bhutan. And when they came to Nepal, Nepal said that they won't accept them as Nepali because my ancestors were Nepali. But when my parents come, they didn't accept, and they said, like, you know, if we want to live there, like, you have to be a refugee. So in our own country, like, you know, my ancestors' country, we became a refugee there, and the condition wasn't good there. Like, you know, education was really poor, and the living condition wasn't good. So my parents heard about the resettlement in Australia. So we came in here.
And how long have you been here for?
For 8 years.
For 8 years?
Yeah.
There seems to be quite a large Nepali community here. Mm-hmm. I don't know about the size of the Bhutanese community, but it feels like there's quite a growing Nepali community here. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's lots of Nepali in here. Like, I know most of them because, like, it's in a, you know, in a community you meet and, like, you know, just like, it's kind of like you know each other, like, you know. It's pretty much like that.
I suppose there are some hard questions to ask you as well, if you don't mind. Do you experience, our listener, having met you in their ears today, will want to know and hope the answer is no. Do you experience much racism in your time in Tasmania?
Well, personally, I haven't experienced any racism, but I heard a story from people that they have experienced racism. I think the racism, like, you know, happens because, like, people doesn't know other people's story, and, like, that's also, like, you know, that's what we do for RSA. Like,
because when we know people, when we get to know people, it breaks down the barriers and the misunderstanding.
And we also can see racism in everywhere, every place, every country.
It's incredible work. To both of you and to you, Jenny, thank you for coming in this morning. If people want to get involved with Students in Against Racism, or maybe invite them to come and talk to their work group or to their school and are listening this morning, how do they do it?
You can Google us, Students Against Racism in Hobart, and we will pop up. We've got quite a few different, we've got some newspaper articles, but we've also got a web page, so you can get all the information for bookings. And yeah, this year we've booked for quite a lot of schools, but we're also going back to the Police Academy soon, and we've just done the Hospice Volunteers. So, and it's just really amazing that these young people are contributing back to Tasmania.
Absolutely. Hey, congratulations. Congratulations on the recognition through the Community Spirit Awards.
Thank you.
And it's lovely
to
meet you all. Thank you for coming into the studio this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, they are our Students Against Racism. You've just been hearing there from Sada Gurung, Mariam Azizi, and also Ginny Annals, one of the teachers at TAFE that are working with the students on Mornings on your local ABC.